Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How long will they move me?
Oh, that's a good one.
How long will they move me? So many buried peers throughout the years while pouring out liquor and beers for all my homies that wasn't here. Can't help but say,
I don't know the clean version.
The making me wonder if this
This is the clean version.
Yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and Fritz. Of course, you get 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed.
Great song.
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question at this point, would you give Bryce Harper a 2-year, $50 million extension this offseason?
Ooh. Now, to me, see, I don't know the numbers that he's looking for, but 2 years, 50
would be less AAV than he makes right now.
Right. Like, yeah. that's not a bad extension right there. Now, if he was asking for something ridiculous, like, I mean, listen, Fritzy threw out there 3 years, 100 the other day. I was ready. I was okay with that. But until I heard him talk about it more and more, and the more he talked about it, the more ridiculous it sounded to give him a 3-year, $100 million extension.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you guys, I'm really asking you for both on Boris' payroll. Oh, yeah, let's just give him $50 million when he's 40.
Oh, Sue, we'll stay here longer.
Two years, 50 is reasonable.
He's going to be 40 at that point.
It's $25 million a year. Who cares?
It's a thank you.
For what?
For saving baseball players.
He didn't. Okay, that part has to stop. He did not save baseball in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would make the point that Gabe Kapler was.
Oh,
he was. No. We talk more about Gabe Kapler arguing about Gabe Kapler.
That was great radio.
It was for 2 years. we talk more about the Phillies because of Gabe Kapler than anything. Rob, you want to talk about when the team started winning? That's when they fired Gabe Kapler or fired Joe Girardi and brought in Rob Thompson. Rob Thompson did more to make the Phillies a winner.
Well,
at this point.
Well, if you with Kyle Schwarber, facts are facts. Second he walked through the door, turned into a winner around here. He gets unappreciated.
Well, I can't wait until we sign him to a 5 or 6 year deal, too. I
mean, it's 2 years at the end of it.
Him and Bryce in wheelchairs at the end of it.
Trey, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why not?
You'll be almost 60.
Oh, I won't care.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Come on, man.
215-592-9494. In a minute, we'll get you the really interesting Eagles trade rumor. Mark in Woodbury Heights here on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Well, I think Dave Dombrowski, guys, has achieved his goal.
Which is
stirring it up regarding Bryce Harper, because that's exactly what we're getting now. You know, and I think it was calculated. There's no question in my mind that his comments were calculated. Obviously, Bryce, the last two postseasons, has basically not done much except for game two against the Mets. Major disappointment. You know, here's the deal. Yes, like you said, a lot of positive things, which I agree with. I also agree with Spike. But at the end of the day, Bryce Harper is your Mike Schmidt. What happened with Mike Schmidt when he didn't perform in the playoffs in the late 70s?
He got crushed.
Got crushed.
Yeah.
Got crucified.
Dude, he got crushed. He got crushed even after he won World Series MVP. I mean, Mike Schmidt got...
And are we proud of that?
No.
Well, okay. No, but it is what it is. Bryce Harper is your Mike Schmidt. He's supposed to be – he's your, Vladimir from Toronto. You got to produce, and he has not produced. And then you start – and let me ask you guys a question. his body language on the field the last couple of years, unless I'm looking into it more than I should be. What's your opinion of it?
No, it has not. He's not looked like the Bryce Harper that we saw the first three or four years. Yeah, no, it's clearly something is going on with him. I don't know if this contract stuff has soured his mood, so to speak. But yeah, I think you're right, Mark. We've noticed it. They've noticed it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where I agree with Spike.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making a lot of money, man, and maybe obviously you want more years, all that good stuff. You love it here. He does say the right things, and that's why the people in Philly love people like Bryce who say the right things. Like Chase Utley always said the right things.
Yep.
Never blaming others, always taking it upon himself. That's what the people of Philly love. They hate excuses. He doesn't make them. He doesn't make
well,
them. But
he just
day,
he just did. Yeah.
Well, he did, and he had Scott Boras go all over the place and talk about how nobody when there's nobody hitting behind him, which may be a
somewhat
fact,
true, yeah.
Somewhat true, just like what DeBrusky said was somewhat true. But that was them taking a shot at the organization. I mean, that was them taking a shot. Like Scott Boras saying that Bryce Harper doesn't have anybody hitting behind him is Scott Boras taking a shot at the organization.
Well, but can I say something there about that,
yeah.
Spike?
Yes.
That is a true point. And at the end of the day here, I feel Dombrowski is using Bryce a little bit as a scapegoat to a certain degree. Because the reason this team has not achieved the success they should have is because of Dombrowski, is because of Rob Thompson, and is because of Kevin Long.
What are you talking about? How did Rob Thompson?
Are you watching the Toronto Blue Jays play?
Yes.
And their approach and how well they're managed at the plate?
This is classic insanity. Kyle Schwarber Mark, hold on. Kyle Schwarber is 32 years old. Bryce Harper is 32 years old. Trey Turner is 30 years old. These guys are veterans, all-stars, big contract, big name players. You're telling me that the reason they didn't perform in the clutch is because the hitting coach, as a veteran in the league for 12 years, the hitting coach didn't tell them what to do against the Dodgers? That's crazy. They did not perform. They didn't. That's it. It's fine. Sometimes it happens. I'm not saying they're worthless, but to blame Rob Thompson and Kevin Long for it, Kyle Schwarber just had the best season of his career. Trey Turner just led the league in hitting. I don't care. Kevin Long can't go up and swing the bat for him. You know what I mean? Either did Kevin Long, Matt, Mark.
The greater body of work is a true identity of what that person is versus a five-game series.
Anybody can be hot in a five-game series.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Edman was NLCS MVP last year. Do you think, you see what I'm saying? Like, you can be an average player and have a good series, and you can be a good player and have a bad series. I appreciate the call. To blame anybody else but them is and we didn't even blame them that
much. I'm not giving any of these guys a pass. I really am not. And I don't want, I guess, my defense of Harper in this situation here versus Dombrowski's comments to come off as if I agree with what Bryce Harper said last week to Matt Gelb. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous. That's soft. Like, you don't need to do that. If you got a problem with the organization, you can – nobody cares about you clapping back, but clap back at the right people.
Well, the other thing
– it's like trying to blame the media for something.
The other thing I would throw out there with the Boras comments about who's hitting behind him, and this reminds me of the Blake Snell thing. The problem isn't that Bryce Harper wanted the Phillies to sign Blake Snell. The problem is that when he is saying it, it's an indictment of the players who are already there.
On the team, yeah.
So when Scott Boras is talking about how bad the hitters that hit behind Bryce are,
who by the way are one's a Boras client,
is that JT?
No, Bohm.
Oh, Bohm. He is talking about Alec Bohm, JT Realmuto. Who else had fit this year? Casty. Okay,
Casty.
Fine. what's his name, the left fielder, Marsh. He's talking about Brandon Marsh. All the guys that hit behind him, that is a condemnation of them.
But is he right?
Well, maybe, but I also mean, Dave Dombrowski was right.
We know Bohm's not a cleanup hitter.
Right.
He shouldn't be in the cleanup spot if he's a 5 or 6 hole hitter or even
six,
a 2
seven,
hole hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6-7 all
right.
Six, seven.
I tell you what, if he's your 6 hole hitter, I wonder what that 4 and 5 hole looks like.
Listen, when he's in the Dodgers next year, he can be hitting 6 and 7. He can be as thrilled as
he can hit 6 or 7 in that lineup.
How are you going to like it when he's celebrating his World Series victory next year on the mound with Shohei after
dude, he's going to kill it with the Dodgers.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to turn into everything we wanted. He's
23 home runs.
Oh, it's going to be sick, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be sick, man.
215-592-9494. All right. I promised you an Eagles trade room.
All right, who you got?
So this comes via Charles Robinson of Yahoo. He was on Cleveland radio station.
So I think he's on a Nashville station.
Oh, really?
So one of
you told me he's on a Nashville station?
Nashville station, okay. Talking about the Browns.
Okay. He was on a Nashville station.
Very odd. I don't know how he got there, but that's how we got there.
So here is Charles Robinson talking about the Browns and the Eagles. Here, this is interesting.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people in other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett and Howie'd give up, like, 3 first-round picks for him.
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Yeah.
Do it!
Yeah.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it. This it reminds me of the Rams.
That was a song, too.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Rams when the Rams went all in to go win the Super Bowl. Look, the NFC is wide open.
It's there for the taking.
Yeah, there's not a super team in the NFC.
Yeah.
You could make a very easy argument that the Eagles are already the best team in the NFC.
This could give you a clear advantage over what the other teams have.
At a position of need.
Of need, without question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And your first round picks are going to be late in the first round. You can, and Myles Garrett is 29 years old. He is under contract for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and as an edge, I mean, he had just had 5 sacks.
Yeah.
He just had 5 sacks on Sunday.
That dude is just now entering prime.
Do it.
He's just now entering the prime of his career. That dude is a freak of nature as an athlete. You watch him play and watch what he's doing out there in Cleveland without a ton of talent around him. They still can't block him no matter how many blocking schemes you put together. Try to double, triple team him, chip him. Doesn't matter. Myles Garrett wrecks every game. He just wrecks every game. And I can see why. When he said 3 first-round picks, I was like, yeah, that's probably where you got to start at.
Yeah, well,
they're going to be picking in the 20s if they get them.
Basically
second-round picks.
Which is exactly why you have to start with 3 of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what I love? I love when it's a late first-round pick where you go, it's basically a second. When it's a high second, we go, it's basically a first.
Yeah.
it just depends the way you're talking about it. That my concern with the Eagles is, we're talking about the Phillies. In 2024, at the trade deadline, they didn't go out. Now, I know they talked about getting Garrett Crochet, but one of the things that Dombrowski said was they didn't feel the need for starting pitching, because they saw Tyler Phillips, and he was good. And we all know, we love kill mode, but we know that didn't last, right?
Yeah.
I look at the edge, and I if I'm the Eagles and I want to talk myself into that everything's going to be okay, I'm going to say, hey, we just had 5 sacks on Sunday. BG is going to play in the next game. Nolan Smith's going to come back. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And you can talk yourself into it if you want to. But the truth is that even before Nolan Smith got hurt, the edge wasn't good enough. Brandon Graham, God bless him, is 15 snaps and is 37 years old.
And you don't know how long he's going to last. I hope he plays all the whole season, but he's 37 years old.
Putting Myles Garrett on the same defensive line as Jalen Carter? Are you serious?
Yeah. My God. Yeah, I'd give up.
They get 10 sacks a game. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can
see why Howie's in the hunt for this.
Yeah.
That's a game-changing move right there. And if you're Howie Roseman, right, over the last year, you know, after the Saquon move and the Zach Bond move,
there hasn't been anything.
A lot of his signings have not worked out.
No.
Even the trades have not worked out.
No, I mean, Mechie, they just got rid of.
Got rid of him.
Tank Bigsby, they supposedly got for kick returns.
He traded away CJ GJ and brought in a guy you didn't even keep.
That's a good point as well.
Cut him.
Yep. Aziz Ojulari has not been a success.
Nope.
Uche's been fine.
Uche's been fine. Yes. Was he have one sack?
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they did a lot of bargain basement thing. They did a lot of trade stuff. As I mentioned, Mechie is already gone.
Yep.
Jacorian Bennett played for two games. He's been hurt, but it is what it is.
Like they love him.
Yeah, because they went out and, well, it seems like.
Traded for another corner.
Well, and we'll talk about this with Shield, but I know we don't want to move Cooper to the outside, but that trade yesterday.
Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid this is about to be a disastrous move for Michael Carter.
Yeah, I mean, Carter Williams. Yeah, he's not an outside corner.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they believe that Cooper can go out there and play outside corner.
Well, I was reading about the corner trade market. It just doesn't seem like there's guys that are available on the outside, and maybe they decided that was the best thing that they could do. But if you could get Myles Garrett, trade the draft picks. Jack, yes?
I find interesting about this is the second big edge rusher, apparently Howie's been all over, that's going to cost $40 plus million a year.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were in on Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I wonder how geeked up they are about paying Jalen Carter. Like, maybe they're looking at this as something to replace the Jalen Carter money with.
You don't think they would pay Jalen Carter?
I don't know how thrilled. I don't
they
know.
They may wait to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are they going to make it? I'm trying to think of how they make this all work.
Wow.
One guy may not be here.
Yeah. Well, yes. I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, because
I need to call Rosenberg?
Well, you know, with them, it's more of a cash thing than it is a cap thing anyway. Yeah. So if you're not paying AJ cash next year, you know.
All the signing bonuses already
given
gone. Up, I guess, yeah.
Mm. Garrett.
Miles Garrett.
And we get to have the cut. If they trade for Myles Garrett, we get to have him on the show and tell him that at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
That was us yelling at you.
Yeah.
Remember that? What a moment. 215-592-9494.
Myles Garrett.
Lee in Marlton. You're on WIP. What's up, Lee?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Lee?
I want to extend Bryce. I like that 2 years, $50 million. I haven't heard that number. Did you guys just throw that?
Yeah.
Jack
just
did.
That's really my number.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think he is taking a lower AAV at the end of this, when his problem.
It's 50 more million.
It's 2 million off the AAV like 300,000 off the AAV. Relax in there, pal.
It's 2 million.
Isn't he making under 25 something at the end of the deal?
What's that?
He's making under 25 at the end of the deal.
The average. So AAV, just so we're clearly, AAV is average annual value, not specific annual value.
Yeah.
So he's making $27 million a year.
Yeah.
AAV. Yes. Right. No. So, why do you want? Can I ask you this, Lee? Why do you care about extending him?
To make him happy.
that's a pretty good ride. I'm with you on that.
They are already.
If he's really
Lee, I promise I'll let you respond. They're already overextended on their payroll. They have no idea if there's going to be a salary cap in 2 years when there's a work stoppage. We have no idea what the financials of baseball are going to look like in 6 years. And he's a player again who is possibly, I'm not saying definitely, but possibly entering a period of his career where he is less productive than he was the period before. To give him 2 years that are not even going to happen. For another 6 years. I mean, think about that. 6 years. We're talking about 2031.
Yeah, but it beats the alternative.
What's the alternative? Let him play.
But so how does this end? We're going to be in a back and forth for the next 6 years?
No, he can grow. I'll tell you what. He goes out and has a MVP type season next year. Then there's real pressure. Then there's a conversation to be had. You can't have it the year after you and Jack. I'm not trying to condemn you here.
Yeah, you are.
But you have wondered aloud on the air several times whether Bryce is a different Bryce now, just because of how he is physically. You have.
I know.
So, just give him the money. Anyway, I'm sorry, Lee. Go ahead.
No, you're okay.
Yeah.
So, with the offseason coming up specifically, you get Castellanos off the books, you trade Boone and sign Eugenio Suarez at third base, get that power right back, sign Bryce the extension, everyone's happy, we win 95 games, and we win the World Series.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great plan.
Makes sense around here.
What a plan, Lee. I hadn't even considered winning the World Series
solid.
Next year.
Do it. Yeah, thank Just you. Win the World Series.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great plan. I wonder what Suarez... Now, Suarez is a DH.
At this point. Well, yeah. I mean, he started at third base for the Mariners this year.
But I mean, at this point, he's a DH, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be a two-year, $40 million guy, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm right. I mean, he's even older than Schwarber is,
yeah,
I think.
He's 35, 36.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be fine as a DH if you end up losing Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sure, the best part of Lee's plan is just going and win the World Series
just
next
do
year.
It.
Yeah.
We're going to lose Schwarber and not give Bryce an extension? We Latin. Lose Schwarber, we definitely have to give Bryce an extension.
Why?
Because now we're stripping the team of talent, and he's expected to just, what, carry the load here?
I just... In half a decade, I don't want to be concerned with building the current team. When
I just didn't know you were a bootlicker for the owners.
I didn't know you were a bootlicker for Scott Boras.
That's my guy.
I'm not a bootlicker for the owners. The owner here,
can't they defer the money or something?
Oh, just do that nonsense.
That's going to stop.
That's getting cut out.
Yeah, that's
good. That's why you got to do it now before they actually cut it out.
I just know this whole thing ends. That's
you are such a fraud. What you told Mr. Middleton, and you're calling me a bootlicker.
What?
You looked right in Mr. Middleton's eyes, and you said, you brought baseball back. We want to win a World Series for you. And now the guy's the third highest payroll in baseball, and now you're like, hey, it's not enough. Give more to the players who are already here.
It's just at the end of it, though. It's not
emotional. We both
shared a moment. We both shared a moment. Let's not put that on one person. That was two parties partaking in that. And it doesn't affect anything now. It affects it 6 years from now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Who cares?
Oh, right.
God. Oh, my God. The guy wants to be here longer. Sue him.
He doesn't even live here.
Oh, come on,
man.
And
the season,
here
he
has to live here during the season. Well, and then he leaves as soon as he can.
Yeah, because that's fine.
Well, who else doesn't live
Star
here?
Star players can leave. It's fine.
Oh, can they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the only one who lived here the whole time.
Hey, Wilt lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Jalen lives in. I don't even know if Jalen lives here in the offseason.
Well, he lives in Houston in the offseason.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I don't even know if he's here or not.
Oh, well, because Embiid lives in Center City?
Well, Embiid lives in New York in the offseason during the season.
Yeah, Embiid has an apartment in New York, a condo now.
Look how that backfired. Good point.
Yeah. I'm not here saying Embiid's Mr. Philadelphia. You know?
He was.
He's not walking around with a hip hop tattoo. Like Bryce's fraud fanatic tattoo. He's going to get covered up when he ends up on the Yankees.
You complimented on him last year.
215-592-9494.
He's going to get it covered up.
Oh, yeah. You could be. Look, that's why he did that thin line stuff. That's easy to cover. Oh, it's so easy to cover.
Yeah, he didn't color that ear. Yeah,
with the big NY logo over it when he plays for his favorite team.
Oh, man.
All right, 215-592-9494. We will talk with Sheil about the Eagles trade coming up next, the Eagles potential trade for Myles Garrett, and we'll continue to talk about Bryce. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ian Shutter Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.